For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Jonesboro City Council passed a resolution supporting state and federal legislation that would enforce the collection of sales taxes from online transactions. The resolution now goes to the Arkansas Municipal League in Little Rock, where officials will ask for Governor Asa Hutchinson to call for a special session in a few weeks to consider the legislation. The state legislature voted down the legislation in the last session. Last night's city council vote was not unanimous, as 8 aldermen voted in support of the resolution, 4 voted against. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin.
The resolution, again, on this one, has, as stated previously, is not a new tax. In fact, lawfully, Arkansas residents are required to report any amount of money purchased on online items on an annual basis. However, this law is not being enforced currently. Last year alone, 70 Arkansans reported only the amount of money spent on online purchases on tax returns, and there's 3 million residents in the state of Arkansas.
And Perrin says the lack of enforcing collection of the tax has led to the state losing a lot of money.
Arkansas cities are losing approximately $25 million annually because there is no procedure in place to collect online sales. This is a conservative dollar figure on the $25 million. Arkansas sales tax receipts in May were up 7.2% over last year because of Amazon's voluntarily collection of sales tax and 6% in June.
Alderman Bobby Long is against the legislation and explains why.
So I do support our local businesses. I do not, however, support any attempt to exploit local business support as a ruse to increase state tax revenue. With that said, I also think it's deceiving how the internet sales tax legislation was presented by some in a way that made it seem like it was supposed to be all for the good of local retailers. Truth be known, it's just one of multiple ways this past session tried to increase the taxes on the people of Arkansas, which includes us. In essence, I do not see this tax proposal as funding progress, but enabling a debilitating and bankrupting lust for power spending and control that seems to be rampant by many in office.
He also tells what his other concern is about the legislation.
It's my opinion that what is being exploited is the kind hearts and desire for Arkansans to help local business, when in fact it's doing nothing more than giving big government more money to waste. Right now, retailers in Jonesboro can be seen as both local business and an out-of-state business. Every business in Jonesboro that does not operate a physical location in another state is an out-of-state business to that state. There is no law, statute, ordinance, or any other legality preventing any Jonesboro merchant from exploiting the same federal law and marketing their online product in any other out-of-state market they want.
And it's Bobby Long. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says Arkansas has not been enforcing the law of collecting internet sales taxes. He says the lack of paying those taxes is, quote, tax evasion, as he tried to explain to concerned Jonesboro citizen Debbie Pelley.
I call this tax evasion because they're not paying it. It is not fair to the retailers here in this town that have a business in here. That is my opinion, Ms. Pelley. You can have your opinion as long as you want to, okay? Now, this is to send down, if this is passed, this goes down to the state. Your legislators, just like mine, will have the option to vote on this tax, both in the House and the Senate.
And they voted.
If you want to talk to somebody, talk to your representatives and your senator, which is in the audience tonight.
Four of our representatives that represent this area voted against the bill.
That is exactly right, because they did not know where the money was going to go. That is going back into their job as a representative or a state senator. I do not control the state government.
I have a feeling that they heard from the people in the area, in the district.
Well, they may have, Debbie.
And that's
all
why
I'm saying to you, I appreciate your opinion. I'm telling you it's tax evasion on that, and I've got to face all of these people and retailers who buy property, who build buildings, who pay real estate taxes, who buy employees, who pay in sponsors and put signs up on ballparks and all these other things. Those other people do not do any of that.
The Arkansas Municipal League needs to collect at least 300 resolutions from cities around the state before they request a special session from Governor Hutchinson. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.